The winter in New Zealand. With the Napier camp meeting over, Ellen White and her party moved on to Wellington at the southern tip of North Island, New Zealand. Wellington was the headquarters of the New Zealand Conference, if a book depository and the president's residence together could be called a headquarters.
M.C. Israel served as president.
Three rooms of this building were made available to Mrs. White and Emily Campbell. It was planned that Mrs. White would reside there for a month or 6 weeks, but it turned out to be the 4 months of the winter. It was Tuesday, April 18th, when they moved in, and she closed her diary entry for that day with the words, "Now comes the taxing part of our work, preparing not only the American mail, which closes Thursday, but mail for Melbourne, which leaves every week." As there was no church in Wellington, the whole worker group would drive 6 miles, 10 kilometers, to Petone for Sabbath services. There were many difficulties for the advancement of the work in New Zealand. Can writes books and a consistent opposition of Protestant ministers had a strong influence. Elder Daniels had had good congregations, Elder Israel had worked there for 4 years, but nothing had been successful in creating an interest. A deep sleep seemed to be upon the people. Determined to make a break, the workers decided to rent the skating rink, which would seat about 1,000, for evangelistic meetings. Even though the rent seemed high, they would go forward in the name of the Lord and do something. At 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, April 30th, Ellen White spoke there on temperance to a good audience. She reported deep interest on the part of the hearers. In the evening, Star addressed an audience of about the same size on the inspiration of the scriptures. An interest was created, and meetings continued for some time in the skating rink on Sabbath, Sunday, and some evenings. Ever since crossing the Pacific nearly 2 years earlier, Ellen White had been watching for an opportunity to write on Christ's life. Now in the winter months in New Zealand, June, July, and August, when travel would be somewhat curtailed, she determined to push the work forward as her strength and program would allow. She was glad to have found at the Tract Society Depository a quiet and comfortable place to write.